The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Hookups during the holidays. Anthony A's got a story for us. Hey, welcome to Friday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And it happened at a rave.
Okay.
Tell the story, Anthony.
So last weekend, I was hosting a party, dog. And the party ended up getting out of two. And this homie comes up. He's like, hey, you want to go to this after hours spot? And me and the girl who was working the whole event, we've worked together probably, this is our fourth, fifth event working together.
Yeah. So you're getting close.
We're getting close, but. But mind you, I invited another date to come to this event, and she didn't show up. So when I got there, I did not think I was going to be hanging out with this girl. We'll call her Marissa. And me and Marissa are at this rave. Next thing you know, we're talking about all the crazy stuff that's happening at a rave. This guy's walking around with like a glow-in-the-dark skeleton outfit. And I looked at her, and I was like, hey, that's a weird outfit. And she's like, I know, right? And then right after that, we just kissed.
Was it drug-induced?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No, I didn't know you were supposed to ask that question. Yeah, First of all, that was a rave. Did you even have to ask that question? It's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I don't do any rave festival partaking. That's not my speed.
Yeah.
But we were just kind of
literally,
in the atmosphere.
That's not your speed.
And, nice one, Dana. Yeah, dog. If you'd ask me at the beginning of this month, hey.
Are you and Marissa going to make out at a rave?
I would have said, hell no, bro. But you know what? When in Rome, dog. One at a rave. Or one at a warehouse, actually.
Was it a legal rave?
Legal-ish. I didn't ask that many questions.
So you've kissed Marissa.
Yeah.
During the holidays, does this mean Marissa and you know, is there something happening?
This means we'll probably get lunch sometime. That's what that means, dude.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
You're not going to buy her Christmas present.
Nah, dude, no way, dog.
Because you buy her Christmas present, guess what? That means you got to do something for Valentine's Day. And then you have New Year's Eve plans, too.
I actually like this approach to this situation, too, because we're like kind of like reverse engineering. Because we did hook up fully on the first night, guys.
You closed the deal that morning,
buddy.
So it started at the rave, but ended at your apartment.
Yeah, okay. Dude,
oh, my God. So. And you're not going to get her a Christmas present?
No, I already gave her one, dog.
Hopefully not another one in 9 months.
As a matter of fact, hey, yeah. Definitely that did not happen.
Don't put the salt on it, okay? Automatic, don't put the salt on it right here. Although it would be good for ratings. All right, National Day, Anthony A. All right,
let's go ahead and start with National Time Traveler Day.
Let's go 9 months to...
Now I wish I went a whole weekend back and I've never done it. I'm scared now.
Now he's like, oh my God. Oh, take her lunch every month for at least three.
All right. And we also have National Salesperson Day. So shout out to salespeople around the country.
Shout out to the radio salespeople.
Yeah. Thank you so much for doing what you do. That's how we get paid. Yeah, appreciate you.
And it's National Brownie Day, y'all.
Oh, and this time of year is the best because everybody's making brownies. The holiday season is a good time. You know, they put all the extra pecans in there. And I like mine burnt.
Oh, burnt.
I burn mine. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking burn them.
Okay, I'm not against, you know, burnt brownies. But the bigger question for me is, are you a middle person or do you like a corner cut of the brownie?
I'm a corner cut.
Oh, and I'm middle all day. So that's why our marriage works out. She can have all the corners. I want the middle.
And I give them the middle, then I burn the end. So there you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of our listeners sent us a message on Instagram, and the parents are so disappointed because their child got a job at a fast food restaurant, and she says, this is not the kind of work I want to do. This is beneath me. Oh, come on.
The Parent Score.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about our first jobs before I give you a statistic. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, why teens working is actually a good thing and can benefit them.
Well, I would like to congratulate the parents of this girl first because they raised an entitled daughter. So congratulations.
You know, it is on them.
It is a little bit on them, right?
When I see people, all these kids today, well, who's raising the kids today? We are.
Dude.
You are the parents that made her think that job was beneath
her. She's too good for it.
Man, my mom instilled it into me early that she said, if you are making an honest living, right, and you're not doing anybody bad or you're not doing anything illegal, then there's always pride in doing that job and be the best at whatever it is you can do. Yeah. And I tossed salad for one of my first jobs. I worked at a pizza parlor, but I was not even on the pizza. I was a salad man.
Did you ever graduate?
Did they call you salad man? Huh? Toss salad man? Is that what they called you?
Yeah, dude. I was a beast when it came to the spring mix.
Oh, yeah, right.
But eventually I did move on to oven tender.
Did your other co-workers?
So you graduated, you moved up.
But tossing salad for the majority of my summer high school vacations was really hard. humbling for me. And it just showed me a lot. Like, it helped me. You know, I got money to get
it. Was a fulfilling job for you?
Yeah.
You got money to do what?
I got money to get my first iPod. I'll never forget that.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, well, some of the best jobs I ever had included working overnight at a convenience store. I've done about every fast food job you could think of.
But what was your first one?
My first job? Gosh, automatic. I had so many. Remember, I was 15 when I had Kirsten, so I had to go to work right away. I didn't. It wasn't like I was just trying to buy iPod. I was trying to buy formula. Yes.
Right?
No, did you clean boots? Oh, I did shine shoes. Yeah, I did. People don't even believe it. Like, what? I worked at a boot shop. I would shine some.
What was your first job, though?
Boots. My first job was working as a waitress. And then I went to go work overnights at a convenience store. And then I worked at the boot shop. And then I just kept moving ahead. Like, every job I had, I learned incredible communication skills. And I used it to network to get a better job.
My first job was a brush boy. I worked for my dad. He had a tree company. And he would cut down trees.
I was about to say, DJ, what is a brush boy?
So I would just load the back of trucks with all the tree trimming. I was 10 years old.
So you're just loading trunks with wood, huh?
Yeah, that's what I did. And then I would toss salads after. No, oh, wait, that was your job. No. No, I would literally load the back of trucks, and then my dad would make me get in the back of the truck and jump on the trees to, like, break them down so you get all cut up all over. So when I had my first, like, real job outside of the house, which was valet, I felt like I was living large.
Oh,
I didn't even get caught up. Yeah. I was driving BMWs and Mercedes. Yeah, I was living
when
large.
When I just said that I really feel like it helped my communication skills, I mean it. We are still in the business of customer service. In fact, your entire life, you'll be in the business of customer service and marketing because you're going to be marketing yourself. I don't care what job you do. In order to move ahead at doing it, you have to learn how to communicate well. Mm. And these jobs that I had to do that, especially because I wanted to move ahead and I needed to make more money because, like I said, I was a teen mother. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, for every year a person works in their teens, their income raised by 14 to 16% in their 20s. It teaches responsibility, but more importantly, it offers experience that you can put on that resume. So you don't have to start at the bottom of the bottom.
I think
people are like, oh, you've got some experience on your hands.
The moral of the story is you have to instill a work ethic within your kids at a very young age, else they're going to turn into lazy little assholes.
Also, fast food jobs come with bonuses, multitasking skills. I just reiterated customer service again. And a lot of these fast food spots now, they offer tuition and reimbursements and scholarships.
And they're starting people at $15 an hour.
God dang.
Wait, hold on. If you think you're too good, then go do your thing. You obviously know more than we do.
$15 an hour?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of tossing salad for under minimum wage.
That's... I thought you were doing it for free.
All right, let's share this with everybody tuning in. Talk about this with your kids. I think it's an important conversation to have. They got to be responsible. Mommy and daddy can't carry you through life. And also teach them a little humility.
Period.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
450 billion Oreo cookies are sold annually throughout the world, and they are in food news today. It's big time for the holidays. Time for hottest hashtags on a Friday. Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Salsa.
First hashtag here. Automatic didn't want me to admit that I didn't know Wolverines were real. I'm sorry, but I just think
you just thought it was a character in Marvel?
I think it's X-Men. Yes, and they are real, but there's less than 300 living in the United States now, so they have been classified now as an endangered species.
This is crazy. This is wild, dude. The fact that the Michigan Wolverine football team is going to the national playoff championships, and we're talking about actual Wolverines in here.
Well, I didn't know that people just don't like
and
them.
The fact that I'm more amazed that Dana didn't think they were real.
Stop!
I'm sorry.
You know what?
There's a part of me that, like,
I called a Dachshund
questioning
dog.
A couple things
I
right now.
I called a Dachshund dog a dachshound for years. You know? I mean, I'm here to admit
so
my
you thought Wolverines were up there with, like, werewolves and chupacabras
really
and everything?
I swear I thought they were like
they're ferocious little beasts.
Well, they are. Well, I guess since there's only 300 left, stop killing them just for fun. People play with their guns and
hell
shoot
yeah.
The Wolverines.
I mean, if we do, then people like Dana will never know they even existed.
Exactly. Let's please go, don't hurt dog. The Wolverines. Food news, DJ Automatic.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas because I know you know this is real. The Oreo Dunk Set is the gift that keeps on giving.
Let's go.
It comes with a dunking tong. Who needs a dunking tong, a glass mug, a cookie cage to house your cookies, and even napkins, and then, of course, the good old Oreo cookie.
How do you eat your Oreo? Together? You pull it apart?
I pull it apart.
Do you eat the creamy part, the cream, or do you eat the cookie itself? Which is better?
Just the chocolate? I eat the inside first.
Wait, you said it come with dunking tongs?
Yes. Yeah, so you don't get your fingers wet.
If I walk over there and I see somebody dunking Oreos with tongs?
I'm going to think they probably don't even know what a Wolverine is.
I'm done with you. I am so done with you, but I do want that for Christmas. Thank you very much. National Day, Anthony.
It's pretend to be a time traveler day, so we go back to when Wolverines dominated the world.
I can't believe I admitted
not
that.
Not the Michigan football Wolverines.
But still, go blue.
Yeah, the last time I admitted that I used to say Dotson as Dachshund, I had so many people saying me too.
And we also got National Brownie Day, which those are very real, and we love those.
Love them, Bert, please.
I'll take a brownie over Oreo cookie.
If I had the option, I think I'm going to do the same thing too.
Maybe.
Typically, no, they're not the same thing, but all right. Let's wrap it up on National Salesperson Day, y'all.
Let's go. Shout out to the car salesmen, the people that sell radio advertising. You know, we have the best commercials in the city. Turn them up when we have them on here, okay? That's how we pay our bills. All right, so coming up inside the Daily Dirt, we're going to talk about Hugh Jackman. I'm just kidding.
You get it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Look, I am the person that comes in this studio a lot, and I bring people down because I don't have a lot of happy memories when it comes to Christmas. But I remember one. Oh. And I want to time travel back to your best holiday memory. I'll start. I'll go okay. First. So,
no depressing stuff.
No, we were at my mom's house. Well, I guess it was my house too. And it was my favorite place that we lived at ever. We lived in Dallas, and we had a family party, and there was no fighting. And we made tamales. Ooh. And everybody sipped on eggnog except me. And we just had the best time. It really is the only time that my family got together. We didn't have any craziness. To be honest, I don't even know if we had presents. It was just the fact that we were all together having fun and eating conchas and sipping like hot cocoa. And it was just a beautiful moment. Nice, dude. And I think about it all the time.
Man, warms my little cold heart.
Yeah, right? Like your little like...
You're like the Grinch over there. Is your heart growing automatic? Is your heart growing? I just... For me, that was a big deal because like I say a lot, have no good memories. That's my best memory ever.
When you brought up the topic of time traveling during Christmas, I kind of almost want to go forward like two Christmases to see if I'm still going to be as broke as I am. I'm like, you know what? If not, maybe I do buy the PS5 this year, not next year. I'm just playing. One of my favorite Christmas memories has a Christmas baby, right? It was always kind of boring when I got into college. You can never celebrate with your friends. You can never go out a party, anything like that. But one year, we got into my auntie's house. She was away for vacation, and me and my friend Adrian are like, dude, we should throw a party on Christmas night.
Oh,
thinking that maybe like 10 of our friends would show up. 75 people later,
and that was the birth of Aunt Smith.
Yes, that was the birth of my Aunt Smith's birthday party.
For those who don't know, Anthony A's birthday is Christmas Day. Shares his birthday with Jesus, and we have a party every year called Aunt Smith. Now we know
that's the origins of it, dude. We took off my auntie's her second bedroom door, and we played beer pong on that door. And it's just like, man, that's a core memory.
Did she find out?
Huh? Hell yeah, she did. She found out by the morning, dude. And that's how I found out about Ring cameras.
Oh.
Game over, man.
DJ Automatic, what's your favorite Christmas memory?
Listening this week, I talked about the fact that my mom and dad would leave us on Christmas and go to the beach.
Aww.
So actually it activated one of my great core memory. So one year, once they finally had enough money to take all of us to the beach, they did. And so we had Christmas on the beach in Jamaica. It was a great memory. It was probably the best Christmas that we ever had. And there was no Christmas presents. And there was no
just
like
being together.
No,
right?
We were, because we stayed in a neighborhood. We didn't stay at a hotel. We stayed at, it's a long story. But it was just us at this small little house, and it was just family, and it was just Christmas music.
And
no, not like a lot of food. It wasn't like, it was just us. And it was just us hanging out and talking about how much we like to hang out with each other.
Those were the days.
And see, they saved all that money to take you all by leaving you all those years. Please share with us your favorite Christmas memory, 877-730-DCS1, and we'll make it a topic another day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.